You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this USDA Report Day. Again, you can find all those numbers on our website. They're summarized there in a couple of places on the homepage at willag.org. And then if you look for the USDA Reports page, you'll find a more complete and detailed list, including the world numbers from the United States Department of Agriculture. Now, let's turn our attention to the weather forecast. Don Day is here. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don. It feels kind of, well, fall-like here in our part of the world. Gosh, it's just downright cool today.
Yeah, it is. And this is something that we're going to have more of an opportunity in terms of having it feel more like fall. The first half of September really dominated by pretty warm temperatures across most of the United States. We've had Harvey. We just got done with Irma. We've had major wildfires in the Pacific Northwest and the Northern Rockies, all fueled by late summertime heat. Now, changing weather conditions are taking place right now. And as we go into the next couple of weeks, we're going to see a transition from a late summer pattern to one that looks like, well, it looks like as it really should as you head into the second half of September. We're starting to see the door opening from the Gulf of Alaska and the Eastern Pacific, allowing frontal systems and storm systems to be getting more active across the United States. And this is going to lead to a fall-like pattern for many areas of the lower 48 states as we look ahead through the second half of the month.
It would be more normal, so you're not forecasting abnormally cool temperatures in the second half, or am I not taking you correctly at the moment?
No, I do think there is going to be a tendency for temperatures for the four-week period from the middle the 15th of September to the 15th of October. I do think that at least trending to normal or maybe slightly below normal at times is a good bet. Do we see anything yet that would send a severe shot of cold into the nation's midsection? No, but I will tell you that the first mountain snows of the season will be happening in the Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming Rockies this weekend. And there will certainly be a shot of some colder air that will send temperatures down into some of the plain states by the middle of next week that will be down into the 30s in some areas. Not getting in the Corn Belt just yet, but certainly we're seeing signs of that transition taking place.
Speaking of transitions, in South America, they're moving from their winter months to their springtime. Have you taken a look at Brazil?
Well, one thing that we do see in Brazil, at least in the next week to 10 days ahead, is a pretty dry pattern. And most of Brazil, areas of Argentina right now, looking at a pretty dry spring so far, and as they get deeper into the spring, at least another week or two out, it does look like conditions are going to be dry. Brazil right now, their soil moisture profile in many areas is a bit below normal. So right now it's a dry start to the spring, and at least for another week or two, that's going to continue down there.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
Thank you.
That's Don Day. He's with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Now, don't forget tonight, you should join us at the Champaign County Farm Bureau building out on Country Fair Drive. That's also the U of I Extension building in Champaign for our ag panel. We'll have along with us this evening Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing, Chip Nellinger of Blue Reef Agri Marketing, and Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. The program starts at 7 o'clock. It's free and open to all. And I hope I'll see you there. I'm Todd Gleason.